A grant from Memorial Hospital is going to help fund the Healthy Body Gallery, which is going to be the museum's main attraction. Tell us how much that grant helps with planning, as well as what that gallery will look like.
Well, our overall fundraising goal is $6.5 million. And prior to the memorial gift, we were right at a little bit above $2 million that was needed. And we were getting ready to kick off our second phase of our capital campaign. And the timing of Memorial's gift was perfect because it got us under that $2 million mark. And for some reason, being under $2 million just seems so much more attainable than being over $2 million. So that really gave us some momentum going forward. We just recently sent out a mailing for our advanced gift lifts. We have about $10 million worth of asks that are soliciting. We have a committee that we put together that are going to be actively following up on those letters to see if those individuals would like to support Kidzium.
And so, as you mentioned, Kidzium is still in need of about approximately $2 million, and you are kicking off the efforts for gaining that, correct?
Correct.
And so tell us a little bit about what this, calling it kind of phase two of soliciting donations, et cetera. Tell us what that looks like.
Well, after our phase one, we raised a little over $2.35 million. Then we really started to consider long-term sustainability on whether or not our location at Southland Park was the right fit. Our museum consultants all along has been telling us that downtown is where we needed to look. When we started off our initial phase, we did not have the capacity to purchase a building downtown. So during those time frames between phase one and phase two, we really evaluated what would be the best location for the longevity and sustainability for Kidzium, and ultimately downtown won. So we spent a lot of time evaluating all the buildings and facilities that were open that would fit the needs of Kidzium and would not break the budget. A lot of the buildings downtown were pretty bad shape. A lot of asbestos and ADA compliant issues. So this building is located on 414, 416, and 414 East Adams Street, and it is built like a bomb shelter. It is all concrete. It's historic. It's really meets the mission of Kidzium of actually readapting an existing space and making, we're actually calling it Medoric, a modern meets history, and making a very unique museum. I don't know if you've ever been to the City Museum in St. Louis, and they kind of did that to an old shoe factory and readapted it into something really unique and fun for families to enjoy. So with all that planning that took place in between the time span between phase one and phase two, now we're in a position to really go forward with a very clear-cut plan in order to get to the finish line of the $6.5 million. Our architects and exhibit designers are very busy on designing the final phases. They're hopefully wrapping that up in February of 2014, where we'll be able to go out to bid and start renovating. And that coincides with our capital campaign. Hopefully we'll be completed and have the 6.5, maybe not so much in dollar amounts, but we're also soliciting for in-kind contributions such as drywall and building materials and things like that.
So funding-wise here, the city has also designated nearly $700,000 in tax increment financing.
Correct.
So does that downtown location that you guys have your eyes on, is that a sure thing at this point?
Well, there are some contingencies to that, and one being the $1 million state grant we received through the capital budget bill that was allocated in 2009. But in July of 2000, this year, actually 2013, Governor Quinn did sign that as a public act. It passed both the House and the Senate to be reappropriated. So hopefully it'll be a matter of when we get the money, or not as a matter of if we get the money, but when.
So we're talking a lot about financing here and plans ahead, but let's focus a little bit on what the museum would actually be like, the Kidzium. What sort of hole might this fill in Springfield when it comes to museum offerings for children? Obviously, there's already the State Museum, Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum. What makes the Kidzium something different and, you know, important for Springfield to have?
Well, it's definitely filling a void in regards to family entertainment. We do have some fantastic tourism destinations right now. The Illinois State Museum has had a lot of success with their play facility in their lower level, but it's extremely small. And it just demonstrates that there is a need for hands-on interactive learning. We will be very similar to that play area in the Illinois State Museum, but will be 25,000 square feet, all focused on health, wellness, and science, which is a huge critical void and need for children today. Pediatricians and educators are doing what they can, but kids learn best through play, and we'll be providing that that venue for them to be able to learn critical health issues to combat childhood obesity, the increased rate of diabetes today. Oral hygiene is failing due to high levels of corn syrup and fruity drinks. And hopefully we'll be able to trick kids into learning some very healthy things.
And as we mentioned, the main attraction here will be the Healthy Body Gallery.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what that will look like and consist of?
Well, since we are getting along in our architectural planning, we have found out that this will be a 40-foot structure, three stories. It'll be an androgynous child, and it'll be climbed in and around to learn all about the ins and outs of the human body. You can actually slide down the esophageal slide, dump into the digestive system. You can do a pulley and a lever system to actually get the arm to show how the body is actually a machine. You can go in through the head and learn about a vision tester, testing for glaucoma and color blindness, as well as learning about all the ins and outs of the mouth and the role that mouth guards play and orthodontists and features like that. So it's all the ins and outs. I mean, I think of the Magic School Bus episodes on TV, you actually get shrunken down and you go through that. And another aspect of our museum that may not be well known is that all the exhibits are being designed so that adults can fit in them as well. So I present all the time, and one of the big questions that I get is, will adults be able to fit? And I said, absolutely. So hopefully that'll be a potential revenue source for us down the way for evening rentals.
Looking here at a timetable, obviously it's had to be adjusted.
Yes, if everything goes according to plan, we will conclude our capital campaign in February of 2014. Our architects and exhibit designers need about 12 to 18 months. They're hoping by March of 2015, but you have to have everything ready and open and work out the kinks. So we're looking at spring of some time in 2015.